Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello, I'm John, your host and the creator of Cool English. Whether you're learning or teaching English, join us for a fun and informative journey. Every week, we cover a range of topics to help students and teachers of all ages. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. Hello, today we'll be talking about part 3 of theme park vocabulary. These are the words and phrases that are useful when visiting amusement parks or theme parks like Disneyland or Universal Studios. We've already gone over the easy and medium sections, each with 10 words. Today we'll be going over the final 10 words in the hard section. Let's begin. The first word is bench, B-E-N-C-H, bench. And bench is a long seat for several people, typically made of wood or stone. There are many benches around the park. You might want to sit down and rest, as the parks are large and walking can be tiring. So one more time, you might sit on a bench. Next, a charging station. That's C-H-A-R-G-I-N-G, charging, station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N. Charging stations are places designated for phone charging with many outlets. And you might ask someone in the park, excuse me, where can I find a charging station? And you might go there to charge your phone or tablet. Next is drinking fountain. That's D-R-I-N-K-I-N-G, drinking, fountain, F-O-U-N-T-A-I-N. Drinking fountains are devices that produce a small jet of water for drinking. Many parks offer drinking fountains to get free water. You can refill your bottle of water at the drinking fountain. It's quite expensive to buy bottled water, so after finishing one, I would recommend refilling it at the drinking fountain. Next, fireworks, F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K-S. Fireworks are small devices that explode to make a display of light and noise in the sky. It's common in Disney at the end of the day to have a fireworks display where you have beautiful lights exploding in the sky. Fireworks. Next is monorail. That's M-O-N-O-R-A-I-L. And monorail is a train in which the track consists of a single rail, typically elevated. There are monorails in some parks to get around the park. So you might go from one side of the park to the other using the monorail. Next is prize. That's P-R-I-Z-E. A prize is something won as an award for winning a game. So there are many games you play, like basketball games or ring toss games. And if you win the game, you win a prize, like a teddy bear or stuffed animal. Next, shade, S-H-A-D-E. Shade is the darkness and coolness caused by shelter from direct sunlight. It's very hot in the park, so you might want to find a tree to sit under that gives you shade. There are many umbrellas set up around the park to sit under that will give you shade to protect you from the sun. Next, stroller, S-T-R-O-L-L-E-R. A stroller is a chair on wheels in which a baby or young child can be pushed along. If you have a baby or young child with you, it's difficult to walk around the parks all day. So it's recommended to bring a stroller, or you can rent a stroller while there. Stroller. Next, tram. T-R-A-M. Tram. Tram is the electric-powered car that pulls passengers through the parking lot. As the parking lots are very big, it is recommended to find the tram to bring you to the entrance to the park after you park your car. Last word is turnstile. T-U-R-N-S-T-I-L-E. Turnstile. And this is a form of gate which allows one person to pass at a time. To enter many parks or rides, you will have to pass through a turnstile. It's kind of this revolving gate with these three arms. And every time you walk through, it clicks and lets the next person enter. Okay, let's review those 10 words. So we have bench, charging station, water fountain, fireworks, monorail, prize, shade, stroller, tram, and turnstile. That's it for theme park vocabulary. Remember to go to coolenglish.net to check out the full review with videos, photos, multiple choice, and much more.
Do you want to learn English?
Cool English.
Do you want to learn
cool English?
Cool English, dude. English.